The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Dom's joining in hour two. You can join right now live via phone. Going to him next at 844-967-2789. Let's see, Jesse, I believe by a nose, Jesse, you're first in the queue. How you doing, man?
Well, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on again, buddies.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's really important that all the people out there listening, when you are at the broader Thanksgiving or whatever family dinner table and you hear, you know, your homophobic uncle or aunt pipe up about this kind of stuff, that you do give them some pushback, and you don't need to be, you know, an academic on it to really nail them. And the fact is this, and it is a fact. There is example of homosexuality throughout the animal kingdom. Penguins, dogs, horses, insects, fruit flies, like we have it. It's documented. It's known. And if they're going to say that this is unnatural, they're going to have a, you know, it's not about convincing them. They'll never be convinced. But you do have other people at the table who are younger and impressionable, who are still learning about the world and making up their minds. And that's the kind of logic that it's undeniable. If they're going to say that this is unnatural, then why is it all throughout nature?
Well, I don't think they're actually trying to explain it away. They're just calling it sinful. You know, Leviticus, Old Testament? But, you know, they're selectively using the Bible.
But if their God made it, then it's not natural, because if an animal was born homosexual, then humans are animals and so are we. So it at least is not the kind of thing that you're going to convince your racist uncle about or your homophobic uncle or aunt about. But you might have some cousins around the dinner table that that's the kind of thing that strikes a chord. So I just say it worked for me for getting some family members to open their minds. To say, look, this is a nature. Your God, you think God made the universe? Well, he made homosexuality too. Totally natural.
Jesse, let me ask. We've seen an evolution, at least even amongst Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. Now, she was the, you know, can we marry lamp woman? And now she's okay with gay marriage, same-sex marriage. But Tim Michaels, the, you know, businessman Trump endorsed, he's against. He's not down for the same-sex marriage. So what's he going to take us backwards, Jesse?
Yeah, probably, and follow that to its logical conclusion. They also don't want gay people to be able to adopt, which is horrific, right? If you're an orphan, don't you just want a loving, stable family? And what kind of cruel person would profess to believe in a caring God but not want an orphan to have a stable home?
They just want the babies to be birthed, Jesse. Then
I'm well aware of that. I'm talking to the people in the back of the room. You know me.
Appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. Next up, Susan in the car. Welcome, Susan. What do you got for us?
Well, I just keep thinking, when you talk about the Republican Party convention and all this other stuff that they're blatantly putting out there, I wonder how the average ordinary person who tends to be, well, the independent who votes Republican from time to time, really feels about that, because I believe that independents are independent because they want to choose what's best for them, and I can't imagine that they feel that this is something that they should align themselves with. I guess that's how I look at it. So I feel like it's not, it can't be helping the Republican Party be this way.
You know what's interesting, Susan? As you were speaking, and I was trying to pay attention, but I also pulled up some polling. Gallup polling for about a year ago at this time, most Republicans back some form of same-sex marriage. About 55% of Republicans believe in this. You know, outside of Texas, apparently, Susan.
Right. Well, I believe that's even higher in a lot of parts of the country, so... Because I'm sure there are many families who are affected, I don't want to use that word, who have people who have different sexual preferences in their families and ways of being. So I can't imagine that this has swallowed them.
I think you make good points. Thanks for listening, Susan. I want to get this out there. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I missed this the other day. Didn't really talk about it on air, but there's still time. Right now, 844-967-2789. You can also pick some topics. We'll take your calls. Lightly screened by Fancy Brian in the world headquarters. Madison, Dateline Madison, Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels says he believes marriage should be between one man and one woman, a position he holds today that matches one he took two decades ago as a U.S. Senate candidate at a time when most Americans agreed. That's a long time ago. But in 2022, support for gay marriage has grown to nearly universal, with 72% of Wisconsinites who support marriage for gay and lesbian couples, according to recent state pollings. Now, Michaels, a wealthy construction executive from Connecticut, right? Let me read on.
Just like you and me.
Who entered the GOP primary for governor in April, lost a bid for the U.S. Senate in 2004. During that campaign, he called for amending the U.S. Constitution to ban gay marriage and said people should not have gay values imposed on them.
Well, I don't think he should have stupid values, so.
He does, though. He does have stupid values. In an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Tuesday, last Tuesday, about a week ago, Michaels reiterated that position, saying he believes marriages belong to opposite-sex couples in response to whether he supports same-sex marriage or believes it should be banned. You know, basically, a little bit more. Wisconsin voters approved an amendment to the state constitution in 2006 that banned same-sex marriage, but a federal judge overturned the ban in 2014, and the U.S. Supreme Court, in a separate case a year later, established a nationwide right to same-sex marriage. Well, that was a different court in a different day. I mean, Roe v. Wade, we haven't talked about it much lately, but Roe v. Wade's coming down perhaps as soon as next Monday. Planned Parenthood here in the state of Wisconsin has stopped scheduling abortions. Why? Because they don't know if they're going to be legal next week. And the draft opinion we saw, Alito, I think, drafted it, said it basically, if it wasn't enumerated in the Constitution, it's not a right. Well, same-sex marriage is not enumerated. The right to marriage someone outside of your race is not enumerated. The right to use contraception in marriage is not enumerated in the Constitution as a right. So if you think we're done having these battles, if you think Tim Michaels is old school and it doesn't matter what the old man thinks, it does. Because we're fighting these cultural wars each and every elective cycle. A little bit more. Wisconsin voters, we talked about the Wisconsin voters, their, you know, same-sex marriage ban back in 2006. Supporters of that ruling have become worried the high court could reverse itself on the issue after a draft opinion leaked this spring showing a majority was ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. I just talked about that. Polling conducted in April by Marquette University Law School showed just 19% of Wisconsinites opposed marriages for gay and lesbian couples. Well, I don't know that, you know, Michaels would have fallen in that category, probably living in Connecticut at that time. But anyway, support in the state for same-sex marriage has ballooned from 55% up to 72% in April. And Michaels' opposition to same-sex marriage is in contrast between Democratic incumbent Tony Evers and his top Republican primary opponents. Evers says he supports gay marriage and was the first governor to raise the pride flag over a state capitol, signifying support for gay residents of the state of Wisconsin. Republican candidates for governor, and I took notice, Rebecca Clayfish and Kevin Nicholson, balked at Evers' use of the flag, but have not said that they oppose gay marriage. That's a change for Clayfish. As the article points out, in Clayfish's case, her current position reflects a change in position from comments she made when she first ran for lieutenant governor. At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects, Clayfish asked in a Christian radio station appearance. Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs? This is ridiculous. Biblically, again, I'm not going to go right back to my fundamental Christian beliefs. Marriage is between one man and one woman. She later apologized for using a poor choice of words, and she now considers the debate over same-sex marriage over, according to a campaign spokesperson.
Yeah, too bad, lost me forever. Same with Michaels, lost me forever, bye.
Rebecca believes in the legalization of same-sex marriages and agrees with President Trump that it's settled law, no longer up for discussion. Kind of like Roe was, right? She's all for overturning Roe. I guarantee it. Rebecca's all for overturning Roe v. Wade. Nicholson also told the Journal Sentinel he did not want the courts to revisit the legality of same-sex marriage. The American people have made clear their view on this, and they believe that it should be legal. Most do. Hannah Minshoff, a spokeswoman for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, said Michaels was once again staking out the most radical position on gay marriage, like he did in the 2004 U.S. Senate race. Barry Burden, a political science professor and director of elections research at the UW-Madison, said Michaels' statement is sufficiently ambiguous that it probably won't hurt him in the general election. It should, though. Shouldn't it?
Well, who else are you going to go to?
But he is apparently not making clear what he thinks about the law about marriage should be, but it is generally stating that he thinks it should only involve one man and one woman. I mean, I'm pretty clear he's homophobic here. I mean, do we have to give him the benefit of the doubt? Well, maybe he's only ambiguously homophobic.
No, he's just a bigot.
In the Republican primary, showing opposition to same-sex marriage can help him. In the general election, abortion is likely to dominate among the social issues that will get attention, Burden predicted. Same-sex marriage, that could be a big deal as well. And you know something interesting, Fancy Brian? CNN reported on this. There's a middle school in Massachusetts, and they're quote-unquote Catholic. And they were trying to be inclusive. And this month, they put up flags honoring Black Lives Matter, you know, in deference to Juneteenth, let's say, and also a pride flag. And the church has decided they can no longer call themselves proper Catholics.
In St. Francis' Church? Really?
Let me just throw a little bit more out there. 844-967-2789. A Massachusetts middle school can no longer be called Catholic. Can't be Catholic. After flying a gay pride and a Black Lives Matter flag at the school, the bishop of the Diocese of Worcester of the Catholic Church says,
Worcester.
The Nativity School of, say it for me.
Worcester.
The Nativity School of Worcester, which says the governance and control of school operations are fully independent of the diocese and receives no funding from them, vowed to appeal the bishop's decision. Bishop Robert McManus Thursday cited an open letter to the school in early May as part of the reason for his decision. I publicly stated in an open letter that these symbols, flags, embody specific agendas or ideologies that contradict Catholic social and moral teachings. How so? It is my contention that the gay pride flag represents support of gay marriage and actively living an LGBTQ lifestyle. This is also true of Black Lives Matter, McManus said. The Catholic Church teaches us that life is sacred, and the church certainly stands unequivocally behind the phrase Black Lives Matter and strongly affirms that all lives matter.
Wow. In Francis's church, that's amazing.
After the current school year, the school can't identify and describe itself as Catholic, McManus says. Catholic Mass is prohibited on school grounds, along with any school-sponsored Mass at any church or chapel within the diocese, among other repercussions, McManus says. The school cited a call from students, the majority of whom are people of color, is one reason for flying the flag starting in January of 2021. As a multicultural school, the flags represent the inclusion and respect of all people. These flags simply state that they are all welcome at Nativity, and this value of inclusion is rooted in Catholic teachings. Yeah, but they don't like the New Testament. They don't like the Jesus sort of Christianity.
I'm going to have my mom call some people. She used to work with those folks.
You have them call. I like this school. Stand up for their kids. The Archdiocese, a little less so. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Welcome to Worcester. $1.25, please.
If you love someone and you want to marry them, we're not going to penalize you.